Dear friends and party members and colleagues, today is a significant moment for me personally, for our party, and for the future we are building together. When I started Progress Singapore Party, it was never about personal ambition. It was about standing up for a better Singapore. A Singapore where compassion is not weakness, where diversity of views is respected, and where politics is guided by integrity and service. Now, in my years of public service, both in Parliament and in building PSP, I have always believed that the purpose of leadership is to serve, not to stay, to raise others up, not to hold on to power. And it's in that spirit that I announce today I will be stepping down as chairman of the Progress Singapore Party. And I do this, and I do so with peace in my heart, because I know that the party is now in good hands. I have worked closely with Man Wai, and I can say this with confidence. He has the courage, the conviction, and clarity needed to lead PSP into the future. Along with me, two of our founding leaders, Hazel Pua and Treasurer Nala, will also be stepping aside for our leadership from the leadership roles. Now, Hazel and Nala have been unwavering in their dedication and sacrifice. They have worked very hard within the party and also outside the party. They gave PSP stability in our early years, often working behind the scenes, but always with great heart. And I thank them deeply. Now, this is not just a farewell. It is a renewal. We are welcoming three new leaders into our central executive committee. Stephanie Tan. Where is she hiding? Oh. Lawrence. Okay. And Sunny. Yeah. Now, if you have been following the GE, they all three contested in the last general election and demonstrated not only capability, but important conviction. They are part of the next generation who will carry the PSP banner forward. Now, they are not just only the three, there are others, but these are the three we have identified that can help to chart the party forward. As for me, I take on the role of party advisor. I will no longer be in the front lines, but I will continue to support and guide. Always ready to offer whatever wisdom I have, but never to interfere. Leadership must be earned, I told my people, not inherited. And trust that our new leaders will chart their own path with boldness and care. To all PSP members, the party is your home. It is built not by one man, but by all of you. As we enter this next chapter, I ask for your unity, your trust, and your continued dedication. Let us remember we came together not for titles or fame, but to serve the people of Singapore. Let us always speak with courage, act with integrity, and walk with humility. The road ahead may be long and sometimes very rough, but I believe PSP will grow stronger. Because we are not driven by personal gain, that's very important. We are driven by love for our country. I started this journey out of duty, Today, I pass the torch with confidence and hope to the new team, lead with wisdom and heart. To our members, stand together. And to all Singaporeans, PSP remains committed to you.
As I've said just now, this renewal plan is based on the solid foundation laid down by Dr. Tan and our founding leaders. They have a dream to make Singapore fairer, stronger, and more livable. And we will continue to do that. So our renewal plan will involve four key areas. One, nurturing new leaders mentored by founding leaders. Two, building a stronger trust with Singaporeans on the ground. Three, helping Singaporeans to understand government's policies better. And four, making our voice louder online. The last election is a loud wake-up call for PSP. But we have heard you, Singaporeans, and we'll continue to listen to you and strive to serve you better. While we have lost, we are not giving up. To be the party that you can trust, PSP must get back up on our feet from where we've fallen. We know the path to reform will be long and challenging, but we'll continue to work hard, and we are confident that we'll be able to realize and build a stronger PSP for the next general election. So let's work together to build a stronger, fairer, and more livable Singapore together.